请打开圣经罗马书第六章第一节到第十四节。
Please open up your Bibles to Romans chapter 6 verses 1 to 14.
罗马书第六章第一节到第十四节，这样怎么说呢？我们可以乃在最终叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可乃在最终活作呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。你们也知道，我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。你们也知道，基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是像罪死了只有一次，他活作像神活作。这样你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，必将肢体做义的器具献给神。罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
What shall we say then?Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We die to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death,We will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him.The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life.And offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace.
新约圣经里面提到两个圣礼。
In the New Testament, it mentions two sacraments.
一个就是主餐。
One is the Lord's Supper.
另外就是这个洗礼。
And the other one is baptism.
这两个圣礼不是得救的条件。
These two sacraments are not conditions of salvation.
但却是很重要。
But they're very important.
这两个圣礼跟一个基督徒的属灵的生命有密切的关系。
These two sacraments are closely related to a Christian's walk.
守主餐的目的就是要我们体会到神伟大的爱。
The purpose of the Lord's Supper is to help us to understand and experience God's great love.
把他的独生子钉死在十字架上。
Nailing his son on the cross.
赎清了我们的罪。
To cleanse us from our sins.
除此之外。
And besides this.
也要提醒我们主耶稣基督有一天会来审判这个世界。
It reminds us that Jesus Christ will come and judge the world.
至于洗礼的意义是什么。
As for the meaning of baptism,
圣经讲得很清楚，一个人信了耶稣，必须要受洗。
The Bible is very clear that after a person believes in Jesus, that he ought to be baptized.
我自己信了耶稣，没有立刻受洗。
After I became a Christian, I didn't get baptized right away.
可能是因为我对于这个洗礼很看重。
Perhaps it's because of the value that I placed on baptism.
特别可能受到我这个文化背景的影响。
Perhaps especially with my cultural background.
因为我生长在一个文化。
Because
如果一个人信了耶稣，如果要受洗的话，是一件很大的事情。
Because I came from a culture if a person believed in Jesus and to become baptized is a big event.
有一些家庭中就是华人的家庭。
Some Chinese families.
允许他们的儿女信耶稣去教会。
Permit their children to believe in Jesus and go to church.
但是不允许他们受洗。
But prohibits them from being baptized.
所以因为受到这种的影响可能我对受洗洗礼看重很看重。
Perhaps because of such influence, I look highly upon baptism.
所以我等了三年的时间。
So I waited 3 years.
我终于在大学一年级的时候在一间圣经教会受洗。
And I finally was baptized my first year of college in a Bible church.
我还记得当天我受洗的时候对我是非常有意义。
And I remember the day that I was baptized, it was very meaningful to me.
因为从今以后我立志要跟从主耶稣。
Because I made the decision from that day on that I would follow Jesus.
我的受洗对我的属灵生命也有很大的改变。
And my baptism also has changed my spiritual life greatly.
所以我感觉到我是一个出死入生的一个人。
So I feel like though that I was a resurrected person.
得到这个新生命。
Received its new life.
因为我在众人面前承认我是一个基督徒。
Because I confessed to be a Christian before other witnesses.
因此我必须忠心于主。
So I must be faithful in following God.
这个结婚的戒指是象征一位新郎和一位新娘结合成为一对夫妇。
And this ring represents the union of the bride and the groom.
那么从此以后这两个人要过一个夫妻的生活。
And from that time onward, the husband and wife will live a spousal relationship.
同样的洗礼好像这个戒指一样。
Baptism is similar to this ring.
象征一个人的罪与基督一同埋葬。
Representing a person's sin being buried with Christ.
并且成为一个新造的人。
And has become a new creature.
与耶稣基督建立一个永恒的关系。
And has established an eternal relationship with Jesus Christ.
所以这个戒指这个戒指拔不出来。这个戒指象征新郎和新娘之间的关系。
And this wedding ring represents the relationship between the bride and the groom.
所以洗礼象征一个基督徒与耶稣基督的关系。
And baptism represents the relationship between Jesus and the believer.
我相信你曾经看过基督教的婚礼，或者你没有。
I believe you've seen weddings.
Christian weddings.
Christian weddings.
所以当新郎跟新娘交换这个戒指的时候
And when the bride and groom exchange rings
他们都会从口中说出一些诺言
They will make a wedding vow
我们将会成为一对夫妻
That we will be husband and wife
无论是病痛贫困
Whether sickness or
difficulties 或者生或者死
Life or death.
我们都是一对夫妻。
We're husband and wife.
所以当一个人受洗的时候
，And so when people get married.
就好像一个新郎跟一位新娘洗这个诺言。
So when people get baptized, it's just as similar to a wedding vow.
愿意一生的跟随主。
And that they're willing to follow Jesus.The rest of their lives.
圣经讲到一个人信了耶稣必要受洗。
The Bible says that after a person believes in Jesus, he must be baptized.
为什么一个人信了耶稣必须要受洗？
Why is it that after a person believes in Jesus that he must be baptized?
我在圣经里面看到，我觉得有三个原因。
I believe there are three reasons.
第一个原因就是因为遵守神的教导。
The first is obeying the teachings of Scripture.
一个人要洗礼，因为他要遵守圣经的教导。
A person to be baptized because he is obeying the teaching of Scripture.
我们发觉到耶稣本身也受洗。
And we realize that Jesus himself was baptized.
耶稣虽然是神，他也受洗。
Even though Jesus was God, he was baptized.
和记载在圣经里面讲到，那时耶稣从加利利的加勒来，在约旦河里受了约翰的洗。
And in Scripture it says, at that time Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan.
他从水里一上来，就看见天裂开了，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他的身上。
As Jesus was coming out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove.
又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
And a voice came from heaven, You are my son, whom I love.
虽然主耶稣自己是神。
Even though Jesus himself was God.
他受施洗约翰的洗。
He was baptized by John the Baptist.
可见洗礼是必要的。
So we see that baptism is necessary.
因为主耶稣为我们留下了一个榜样。
Because Jesus set an example for us.
主耶稣不止自己本身受洗。
And not only did Jesus get baptized himself.
他吩咐所有信耶稣得救的人也要受洗。
He also commanded everyone who believed in him should be baptized.
在主耶稣还没有升天之前。
And before Jesus' ascension.
他吩咐门徒说，你要为所有的信耶稣的人受洗。
He commanded the disciples to baptize all the believers.
所以在马太福音第二十八章十八节二十节记载说。
So it's recorded in Matthew 28 verses 18 to 20.
耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我常与你们同在直到世界的末了
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age
这个是神的大使命。
And this is God's great commission.
神的大使命是要我们到普天下传扬他的福音。
His great commission is for us to go throughout the earth and preach the gospel.
使这些人相信耶稣。
So that everyone will believe in Jesus.
并且要受洗。
And be baptized.
不只要受洗。
And not only be baptized.
圣经也告诉我们，信耶稣得救的人要加入教会。
The Bible also teaches that those who believe must join a church.
成为教会的一个成员。
Become a member of a church.
这里在使徒行传讲得很清楚。
And in Acts, it was stated very clearly.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒也添了3000人，都狠心遵守他使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼祈祷。
Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
这节经文讲到一共有3000多人信了耶稣。
And here it says about 3,000 people believed in Jesus.
并且加入教会。
They joined the church.
一同遵守神的教训。
And they received the teaching.
彼此交接拨饼还有祷告。
That fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer.
洗礼对于初期的教会很有意义。
Baptism was very meaningful to the early church.
除了讲到一个人的罪与基督徒埋葬。
Besides speaking of a person's sin being buried with Christ.
成为一个新造的人。
And becoming a new creation.
圣经也说一个得救的基督徒必须要受洗，而且加入教会。
The scripture also teaches that a new believer must be baptized and join the church.
初期的教会，要加入教会不是一件简单的事情。
It was not an easy thing to join the early church.
如果我们研究这个初期教会的历史的话，我们就明白。
And we will understand this if we examine the history of the early church.
初期教会的信徒经历到不少的迫害和痛苦。
The Christians of the early church underwent many persecutions and sufferings.
信徒因为要信耶稣，必须要经历到这个迫害。
And the believers, because they wanted to believe in Jesus, will undergo persecution.
甚至这个生命的赏赐。
And even martyrdom.
所以成为基督徒和承认自己是基督徒，在当时不是一个很简单的事情。
So it was not an easy thing to admit that you're a Christian at that time.
他们必须要付上很大很大的代价。
There's a great price to be paid.
受洗加入教会就代表迫害、苦难，甚至是死亡。
And so to be baptized and join the church means persecution, suffering, and even death.
一个人信了耶稣，暗中的信耶稣，没有加入教会，可能不会经历到这些迫害。
If a person believed in Jesus secretly and did not join the church, they may not be persecuted.
一旦他受洗加入教会之后，
Yeah, as soon as he is baptized and joins the church,
他必须要付上很大的代价。
There's a great price that he must pay.
所以受洗对于当时的信徒是一个很大的委身。
So it was a great sacrifice for the early believers.
可以说等于与耶稣基督一同受苦。
And it's the same as suffering along with Christ.
受洗第一个原因是因为信徒要遵守圣经的教导。
The first reason to be baptized is so that the believer can obey God's teaching.
那么受洗第二个原因就是象征，就是象征罪已经与基督一同埋葬。
And the second reason is symbolizes the barrier of sin with Jesus.
约翰福音第3:16说，
John 3:16 says,
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
耶稣基督在十字架上带来给人神的救恩。
Jesus Christ on the cross brought salvation to men.
为我们钉在十字架上。
He was nailed to the cross for us.
后来埋葬。
He was buried.
然后3天之后从死里复活过来。
And 3 days later rose again.
我们因着信耶稣得到这个拯救。
And we are saved because of faith in Christ.
我们能够脱离这个罪恶的捆绑。
And we're able to escape from the bondage of sin.
因此我们成为在基督里成为一个新造的人。
Then we become new creations in Christ.
旧的事情已经过去了。
The old things pass away.
一切都是新的了。
Behold, new things have come.
所以我们一接受耶稣基督成为我们救主。
So as soon as we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior,
圣经告诉我们，我们得到这个重生的生命。
The Bible tells us that we receive this new life.
圣灵也住在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit lives in us.
一个人接受耶稣基督，圣经说我们好像与基督一起埋葬。
And when a person received Jesus, he is as though he was buried with Christ.
与罪脱离这个关系。
And he severs his relationship with sin.
就好像一个死去的人。
Just as a person who died.
让他被埋在泥土里面。
When he's buried in the ground.
从此以后，他与这个世界就脱离了关系。
And he has severed his relationship with the world.
所以我们华人或者中国人，我们有一句成语说。
So there's a saying in Chinese.
以世长辞。
It's saying a forever goodbye with the world.
意思是说一个人被埋在泥土里面。
So when a person is buried.
他与这个世界脱离了关系。
He severs all relationship with the world.
或者我们可以这样说。
Or we could say.
一个受洗的人以罪长辞。
That we have bid farewell to sin for a person who has believed in Jesus.
从此以后我们与罪脱离这个关系。
And from this time on, we have separated our relationship with sin.
我们知道一个人信了耶稣。
We know that a person after he believes in Jesus.
罪仍然存在这个世界。
Sin continue to exist.
继续的影响我们。
Continue to have influence on us.
但是我们必须要把这个罪致死。
But we must put to death sin.
不然的话，我们就不能够活得一个得胜的生活。
But otherwise, we cannot live a victorious life.
所以刚才我们在罗马书读那段经文。
So the passage that we read in Romans.
特别是十二节。
Especially verse 12.
这里讲到，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私意。
It says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires.
然后十三节这么说。
Then verse 13 it says,
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像死里复活的人将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness.
然后十四节这么说，罪必不能做你们的主，因你们又在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
And verse 14 says, For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace.
洗礼虽然是一个仪式，
even though baptism is just a ceremony,
但是有它的含义。
But it has its meanings.
当一个人被浸在水里面，
when a person is immersed in water,
这个形式代表他的罪与基督一起埋葬。
It represents that their sin is buried with Christ.
罪已经死了。
Sin is dead.
不再受到这个罪的辖制和捆绑。
And he's no longer under the bondage and control of sin.
并且把这个罪除去。
And sin is eradicated.
这里有个故事是真的。
And there's a story. This is a true story.
就是在密西根州那个。你的州啊
It's Michigan.
那么有一间教会的一位牧师为一位弟兄受洗。
Pastor was baptizing a brother.
也就是你知道密西根州它是靠近那个大湖嘛。
And Michigan's by a great lake.
就是那个 Lake Superior.
It's by Lake Superior.
在还没有为这位弟兄受洗之前。
And before baptizing this brother.
有一个晚上九点钟。
One night at one evening at 9 o'clock.
这位牧师就向这位弟兄，那个时候还没有成为弟兄，还有他的太太，传福音。
The pastor was preaching to this man and his wife.
邀请他们信耶稣。
Inviting them to believe in Jesus.
这位弟兄就犹豫了一阵。
Brother hesitated a little bit.
而且想了好久。
And he thought for quite a while.
最后他终于决定相信耶稣。
Finally, he made the decision to become a Christian.
并且要求牧师立刻到这个 Lake Superior 去受洗。
And he requested that the pastor baptize him right away in Lake Superior.
Lake Superior, 它的温度平均大概是38度啊。
Every average temperature in Lake Superior is 38 degrees.
然后何况当时是十月中。
And especially it was at the end, towards the end of October.
那个水是相当冷的。
The water was quite cold.
而且那个海浪吹过来的时候大约有3尺高。
And the waves as it's washing over is about 3 feet high.
原本他们要到这个差不多水深到腰的地方去那边受洗。
Initially they wanted to go to the depth of that comes up to about the waist.
但水却是太冷了。
But the water was too cold.
因此他们只到那个水深大概到膝盖的地方。
So they went the depth of where the water is about to the knee.
所以牧师就把他浸在水里。
The pastor baptized him.
然后这个海浪冲过来。
And the wave came.
这位弟兄就在这个耶稣基督的名下受洗了。
And this brother was baptized in the name of Jesus.
那么过后他们就回到家里。
Later on, they went home.
洗了一个日澡。
Took a hot shower.
坐下来喝了一杯热茶。
Sat down and drank some hot tea.
所以牧师就问这位弟兄。
And the pastor asked his brother.
他说：“为什么你要在这个大湖，并且这么寒冷的水受洗
？”Why do you want to go to this great lake with such cold water to be baptized？
这位弟兄就说。
And his brother said,
他说在越南战争的时候我是一位军人。
So during the war in Vietnam, I was a soldier.
我曾经看过和做过一些不能够见光的事情。
I've seen and I've done many things that should not see the light of day.
并且是人不应该做的事情。
And there are things that men should never do.
因此我要把这些罪埋葬在这个大湖里并且寒冷的水里面。
So I wanted to bury all my sins in a great lake, a cold lake.
所以接受水这个受洗。
So to receive baptism.
第一个原因是因为要遵守圣经的教导。
The first reason is to obey the teaching of Scripture.
第二个原因是因为我们愿意把我们的罪与基督一起埋葬。
And the second reason is we're willing to bury our sins with Christ.
第三个原因。
And the third reason.
就是要立志过一个新的生活。
It's to determine to live a new life.
受洗最中心的意义是基督徒活出一个新生的样式。
So the ultimate meaning of baptism is so that Christians may live out a new life.
一个人信了耶稣，生命必须要改变。
A person after he believes in Jesus, his life must change.
如果一个人说他信了耶稣。
If a person after he says that he believed in Jesus,
但是生命没有改变,
but have not changed her life,
等于没有信,
it's the same as not believing.
等于没有得救,
it's the same as not being saved.
所以主耶稣自己出来传扬这个天国的福音的时候,
so when Jesus came out to preach the kingdom of heaven,
有一个人他的名字叫做施洗约翰,
there was a man whose name was John the Baptist.
他为耶稣基督铺路。
He prepared the way for the Lord.
他所传扬的信息就是悔改的信息。
The message that he preached was a message of repentance.
他呼唤人要悔改。
He called to the multitude to repent.
并且要归向神。
And to turn to God.
悔改的意思就是把旧的事情除去。
And the meaning of repentance is to put aside all the old things.
换上这个新的神行为。
And to put on this new action.
所以洗礼象征我们得到这个新的生命。
And baptism represents a new life that we receive.
可以把这个罪恶与基督一起埋葬。
And our sins are buried with Jesus.
哥林多后书第五章第十七节。
And 2 Corinthians 5:17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
所以这节经文讲到，一个信耶稣得救的人，旧的事情已经过了，一切都是新的了。
So in this verse, it says that for anyone who believes in Jesus, the old has gone, the new has come.
啊，加拉太书第六章第十五节。
And Galatians 6:15.
啊，受隔离不受隔离都无关紧要，要紧的就是要做一个新造的人。
Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation.
所以他这里讲到你受洗不受洗不是很重要。
So here, whether you get baptized or not, it's not that important.
很重要的就是做一个新造的人。
But the most important thing is that you are a new creation.
加拉太书第二章第二十节。
And Galatians 2:20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
路加福音第十五章讲到这个浪子的比喻。
And Luke 15, it spoke of the parable of the prodigal son.
这个浪子离开这个父亲的家，到一个远方的地方去花天酒地。
And the prodigal son left his father's house and went to a faraway place and squandered his money.
而且沉沦在这个罪恶当中。
And he fell into the midst of sin.
因为钱用完了。
Because he squandered all his money.
你不做工，你一直在用钱，很快就用完。
If you don't work and you only use up money, it goes away very quickly.
并且他在当时遇到当地的饥荒。
And also he met a famine at the time.
连吃的都没有。
And he didn't even have enough food.
圣经讲到他必须吃猪吃的。
And the Bible says that he desired to eat what the pigs ate.
犹太人吃猪吃的不得了。
It's a terrible thing if a Jew had to eat what the pigs ate.
那么忽然间他醒悟过来。
But suddenly he came to his senses.
所以他回到父亲的面前。
He returned to his father.
我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.
其实这个浪子的比喻有时候我比较喜欢把它叫成慈爱的天父。
Actually, the parable of prodigal son, I like to call it
parable of the love of the father. 我们其实这个比喻就是讲到神的爱。
Actually, this parable speaks of God's love.
也讲到一个愿意悔改的人来到神的面前。
And it also speaks of a person who's willing to repent, returning to the presence of God.
神愿意赦免他的罪。
God is willing to forgive his sins.
神欢迎他回到他的家中。
And God welcomes him to back to the family.
圣经里面也谈到一个人叫做撒该。
And the Bible also speaks of a man whose name was Zacchaeus.
撒该是一个税吏。
Zacchaeus was a tax collector.
你知道税吏做的事情是什么？
Do you know what tax collectors did?
就是收税。
They collected tax.
收税的人很多人都不喜欢他们。
Many people don't like tax collectors.
我想这个撒该好像我们马来西亚那些过海关收税的人这样。
I believe Zacchaeus may be like the custom agents in Malaysia.
如果你有到过印尼或者东南亚一些国家，你就知道。
If you've ever been to Indonesia or many of the Southeast Asian countries,
每次你过海关的时候他们就向你收税不是那些合法的收税
Every time you go through customs, they collect illegal tax from you.
上个星期这个李牧师跟我分享。
And last week, Pastor Lee shared with me.
因为他曾经在这个印尼读神学。
Because he has studied theology in Indonesia before.
所以他读完神学的时候就要回马来西亚。
And after he studied, he was returning to Malaysia.
所以他要经过这个海关。
So he had to go through customs.
所以这些海关人员也当作没有一回事。
And these agents didn't treat it as anything.
他必须在那边等。
He had to wait.
这些人也不管。
And these people didn't care.
他们还在打乒乓。
And they were playing ping pong.
然后他必须要经过两关在楼上跟楼下。
He had to go past two stations, upstairs and downstairs.
所以他在那边等了好一阵。
So he waited for a long time.
都没有反应。
There was no reaction.
所以他就主动去跟他们谈天。
So he took the initiative and started conversing with them.
建立一个关系。
And established a relationship.
那么后来关系建立好之后。
And after they established the relationship.
楼上就这些人就把他办了。
The people upstairs took care of him.
然后做了，然后就要下楼下。
And then he had to go downstairs.
楼下的人不肯给他过。
And the people downstairs refused to let him through.
他说：“你楼上没有办好，怎么可以来下面哦？”
He said, "You didn't take care of things upstairs. Well, how come you could come down here?"
换句话说，你在楼上没有付钱，你不能够下来。
In other words, you did not pay upstairs, then you can't come down here.
我想撒该就是做这些东西。
I think Zacchaeus did something similar to that.
那么圣经里面讲到撒该有一天他爬在树上来看耶稣。
And the Bible says that Zacchaeus one day went climbed up a tree to see Jesus.
因为撒该是一个很矮的一个人。
Because Zacchaeus was short.
所以当时很多人他看不到，因为站在后面，所以爬上树上去看。
So he could not see over the crowd, therefore he climbed a tree to see.
所以耶稣邀请他下来到他的家里去。
And Jesus invited him down and went to his house.
我们知道圣经说撒该信了耶稣。
And the Bible says that Zacchaeus believed in Jesus.
你知道撒该怎么说？当他信了耶稣。
And after Zacchaeus believed in Jesus, do you know what he said?
我要把加倍的钱，我要还给那些以前我骗过的人，加倍的还给他们。
For those I have cheated, I'm going to multiply the amount and return to them.
这个就是悔改。
And this is repentance.
这个就是把旧的除去。
And this is casting aside the old.
然后把新的换上。
And put on the new.
我们当中可能大部分的人都有看过一个月前我在这里放的那个录影。
I think most of you have seen the video that I showed here a month ago.
我们看到这家人不认识神。
We saw this family not knowing God.
因着种种的挫折和考验。
And through many problems and trials,
直到他们经历到神的恩典
they experienced God's grace,
成为神的儿女
and became children of God.
还记得那位母亲吗
Do you remember the mother?
母亲走到人生那个尽头
When she was at the end of life,
她觉得已经很绝望
She was completely hopeless.
她要把自己的生命解决掉。
She wanted to just finish her life.
就是在这个绝望的当中，她经历到神的恩典。
It was in this absolute despair that she experienced God's grace.
还记得她引用了圣经这句经文。
And remember, she used this verse from Scripture.
我已经与基督同钉十字架上，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
我们看到他生命的改变。
We see her life change.
从今以后不是自己而活。
And she no longer lives for herself.
乃是基督活在他的里面。
But Christ living through her.
除了这位母亲的改变
，and besides the change in this mother,
我们看到她的儿子的改变，更大的改变。
We saw an even greater change in her son.
这个儿子曾经是一个同性恋。
This son was a homosexual.
曾经是一个吸毒和贩毒的人。
He was a drug user and a drug dealer.
看为是一个无药可救的人呢。
It seemed very hopeless.
很多人以为同性恋是生出来的。
Some people believe that homosexuality is inborn.
但是从这个人的生命里面，同性恋是不是生来的？
But from this example, we see that homosexuality is not inborn.
是后天的。
It's something that's developed later.
并且我们看到神的大能能够改变一个同性恋的人。
And we see God's power can change a homosexual.
一个同性恋的人。
A homosexual.
一个曾经是吸毒贩毒的人。
A drug user and a drug dealer.
后来成为一个传道人。
Later on, become a preacher.
这个就是悔改。
And this is repentance.
这个就是立志要过一个新的生命。
And this is making the decision to live a new life.
为什么要受洗？
Why baptize?
第一个原因就是要遵守圣经的教导。
First reason is obeying the teaching of Scripture.
第二个原因就是愿意把自己的罪与基督一起埋葬。
And the second one is being willing to have your sin buried with Christ.
第三个原因就是立志要过一个新的生命。
And the third is to determine to live a new life.
所以下星期是这五位弟兄姐妹要受洗。
So next week these five brothers and sisters are going to be baptized.
所以我在这里劝勉他们。
And I exhort them.
立志过一个新的生命。
Make the decision to live a new life.
我们同心祷告，我也请这五位站起来。
Let us pray, and I invite the five to stand up.
所以我们同心一起祷告我祷告一句他们要讲大声也可以，如果心里讲出来也可以。
So I'm going to say a phrase, and if they're willing to say it out loud, that's great. Otherwise, just say it in your heart.
让我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
感谢你拣选了我。
Thank you for choosing us.
感谢你把我从罪恶中拯救出来。
Thank you for saving me from sin.
因此我愿意把我的罪与基督一起埋葬。
Therefore, I'm willing to bury my sins with Christ.
从今以后，我愿意立志跟随你。
And from this time on, I decide to follow you.
并且我愿意过一个新生的生命。
I'm willing to live a new life.
求主你帮助我。
Please help me.
让我的信心一天一天的成长。
Cause my faith to grow daily.
更加的爱你。
And to love you more.
我这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 请。